Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we just wave our hands to the Father and give him all the praise? Just bless his name. Bless his name. Thank you, Father. A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing a song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us, all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. For your name is the greatest, your name is the highest, your name stands above all throne and the media, all power and position, your name stands above. Your name is the highest, your name is the highest, your name stands above all thrones and dominion, and dominion. Your name if you've been forgiven, and if you've been within, sing the song forever to the Lamb. Oh, and if you walk in freedom, if you bear his name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. We'll sing the song forever and amen. Your name, your name is a heart. Your name our throne, our throne. Your name one more time, your name is the highest. Your name all truths and dominions. Yeah, yeah. Creation said, oh, all the angels cry, you were lifted high, oh, holy Mother, oh. Yeah, yeah. Hear your people sing, oh, to the King of Kings, oh, Thank you, Father, for your presence. Amen. Let's be seated. Darkness from Jesus, Jesus, you guide and speak. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life for every lifted heart. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life. Your name, it's a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a life forever. Your name, yeah, yeah, cannot be overcome. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we started talking in the first service about the kingdom's vision. And we started by saying, to receiving this wisdom, you must come with the posture of a child. Because when it's been told to you, you may have every reason to not believe it. It's ambiguous, quite ambiguous to the human mind, not because it was designed to be so, but you see, as you grow through time, all right, you learn a lot of things that have configured your mind and your thinking in a direction, in a particular way, in a particular direction. That is why, if you observe, you can tell the area of a child, of a person, when you hear them talk sometimes, because over time, track record have shown how that people from a certain place behave like that. Alright? You've seen somebody before that you can tell you are you an Igbo man? Have you asked questions like that before? Are you a Yoruba man? Are you a tea man? Not necessarily because of their choice of things, choice of food, probably. Not necessarily, but sometimes just their mindset, the way they reason. You know? I've heard people say, so tribe people are tough. So tribe people are blah blah blah, you know. And to an extent, they are right sometimes, not every time, although I'm not talking about those kind of analogies. Is it analogy or parameters for judgment that our parents used to have or have? The one that when a particular tribe had looked for their trouble before, they're not liking the whole tribe according to the person that looked for their trouble. That's not what I'm talking about. There are some of you here that you heard from your parents that so tribe are very bad people. Not because you saw for yourself, are we together? But because you heard from them. And if you check it vividly, they're actually being biased because they had a problem with that particular tribe. I even get what I'm trying to explain to you. So not that. I'm talking about the real ones. Like one time, one of the person that I used to know in my barracks, he came to BSU while I was a student. I was doing registration. So I went to see him at the admin block many years ago, and the security people had warned these people that sell around that they should not be entering the school environment to sell. At that time, I don't know if it's different now, but at that time, is it different now? It's even more difficult now, isn't it? So they used to warn them, and they had actually warned them before, alright? And I'm sure they were used to the faces of those that were disobeying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So the security men wanted to now take strict measures, because a lot of times, if you don't use strict measures, human beings will not hear. Am I saying the truth? I'm not supporting the security men, neither am I supporting the people that are selling, because they truly want to sell. I know it's more relatable that you carry your things and students buy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But I'm sure they were wondering that if they had allowed everybody to come and sell in the school, we'll have the number of hawkers and the number of students would be almost the same. Do you understand? So they are trying to just reduce, and it will help to secure the school even better. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Because if you allow for that, anything can happen in the school. Alright, somebody can just come with mango and AK-47 under the mango and deal with students. And it will not be nice. So you can understand from both sides, poverty and regulating things to make sure students are secured. And of course, if security people misbehave, they may get them sacked. So the man rushed this lady, held a bag of pure water, tore it, poured it to the ground. It busted. Then this, my barrack friend, was not happy. And we're just talking. So I told him, just calm down. They had been warning them, but you see, it's not nice, but these are human beings. You don't know. Maybe we'll just give the lady something to go back. You know, so what I was thinking of giving the lady that they scattered her water some money so that she can go. He didn't hear. Before I turned my face, he had gone to meet the security man. And this is a student meeting security. He was just coming. But he didn't care. Because of the orientation he had before of life, he can confront anybody. So he went to the man and said, why would you do that to an innocent lady? The man said, are you okay? Get up from my front. He said, you're asking me if I'm okay. He now went and dragged the man on his shirt. Ha! I called his name out. I said, what are you doing? He said, see, just calm down there. Then he took his leg to pack the man down. I said, security man in BSU can make you lose your admission. No. This young man did not hear. Two of them came. He now said, I will stand all of you, bloody civilians. I said, hey. He said, I can stand all of you. No jokes. He kept his form that he can carry and tear. And he was facing three of them. I had to run and carry the form for him. Because as I draw him back, you know, he said, see, forget these people. Come rubbish. I can't take this kind of rubbish. If it's like that, let me be going back home. What kind of stupid thing is this? Now, I understand where he's coming from. He's a very emotional person. Do you understand? But that's not the point. Why did he have the impetus to behave like that? Somebody that was helping me beg him to. Why we finish everything? Then I said, where did this boy go? I said, he's in the barracks in Kaduna. I said, hey! No wonder. No normal human being can behave like this. So you see, you can tell because of certain behaviors. A lot of times they say when people go in the back, they have mind. They may not have power, but they have mind. You know, things like that. And when you grow in if you grow in the village too, they will know. Do you know they will know? It's not like you be speaking wrong English. So you may just be feeling that people are overdoing things. You know? This butter is too much for the bread. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They may say, okay, come and eat food with butter. You'll be like, what is this rubbish? How will I be using poo to eat bread? You may now say they should give you stew. I don't mean you now grow in the village, because I know you, that's your best. Bread and stew. I know you people. Do you understand? They are terrible combination. Somebody said where he gave up was when somebody used Bokpe to do Indomie. Yeah. Some of you are pretending like you don't know it. Bokpe to do Indomie. The guy said, I'm giving up. That everything is Bokpe. Like, he started for his wife. You know, one time when I started relationship with Mama Tia, I asked her a question. Because I went somewhere and they wrote on the menu, Okpe rice. So, and I asked, I was actually trying to get food. So, I saw Okpe rice on the menu. So, I just smiled. I asked the person that was there, I said, what do they mean by Okpe rice? He said, she didn't laugh. She said, they use Okpe to make the rice. I said, is it that Okpe that I know? He said, yes. I said, the Okpe I know is what they use to make this rice. I wonder if you have smelled Okpe before. If they keep Okpe there, you will know here. It can determine the atmosphere. Do you understand? Can change any climate.
Do you understand? You put in the food. 1 month later, the kitchen will still carry the effects. So I asked my auntie, I said, it's very sweet. I said, Jesus Christ. So they do it in the hostel very well. So you see, such a person that we're not saying is a village person. But you can tell that that person grew up in Benue. Because I don't think any other tribe eat ukpe like Idoma people. Huh? Is there any other tribe? What tribe is that? Igede. You see, Idoma. You will remove yourself from Idoma. Eh? Just a small partition of Idoma people. We know ukpe for... No, you can call any other tribe. But we know that it is dominant with the Idoma people. Idoma people. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? It's just like saying a thief man likes Okoho. So a thief man started Okoho. No! A thief man may like Okoho, but we know who is Oga of Okoho. Do you get what, that's what I'm trying to say right now. We know that it's related to the Idoma people more. So, in fact, your choice of food will tell us where you're coming from sometimes. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You enter a place and everybody is eating with soup. You just came and before they brought soup, you have finished one round of the food. So we just know where you come from. The only thing you had was ice fish or yangyo. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I mean, the food is down. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So even the Idoma people can catch. They can catch this understanding. They call it uka uka. When I came into Remedias, I never knew I would do that. In Remedias, I learned it. We call it UK UK. In fact, I had one friend that he just need to see the fish. He doesn't need to eat it. He will just look at it. Is that fish? Yes. He'll be swallowing the food. Hallelujah to Jesus. So there are a lot of things that we can relate to our culture, our background. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you see somebody just come with a particular style of worship, you can tell what denomination is coming from. Things like that. If somebody that says he doesn't like shoe, wearing shoe to stand on the podium, you can tell where it's coming from. You know, a lot of things can tell where we are coming from. So, Jesus now comes and scattered the table. That's what I'm trying to say. Jesus came in his days, and he told the Pharisees that they were wrong. Now, I was saying something in the first service. You don't know that that thing Jesus did was so terrible till you really imagine yourself in the picture. Okay, how can I be in the same church with this young man, for instance, come? Or somebody's even somebody younger than him. Praise, right? Praise, ba? Mm-hmm. Is it promise or praise? He said praise. Come like this. Sorry. How old are you? 12. And you are this tall. Wow. What tribe are you? Igbo. Alright. Praise is 12 years old. Praise has been in church with us. Learning the word. Comfort, you senior praise? As well. So you are not last born again in this church. No more money for you. Praise. Be meeting me, eh? Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise now grows up one day and tells us that the Holy Spirit is three. That is not one. Now imagine, okay, let me even do the one that is realistic. Let's not say he's saying something wrong. Praise, maybe we had a wrong philosophy about God. We've been teaching praise God. We thought we were teaching him. Praise now grow up and come and say we are wrong. That what we thought about God was a fallacy. Yes. All of us in this church, will you take that? You don't even want to reason. The first thing you say, this small thing. Maybe this small thing with this. They say reason. No, you don't want to reason. That's what happened in the days of Jesus. At age 12, they were looking for him. They went and found him in the synagogue with older men. They were doing debate with scriptures. He was talking, they were listening, saying their own, he was saying their own. At age 12, are you preaching? It's not a coincidence though. Do you preach? You see, you're not like Jesus. At age 12, Jesus was preaching. Do you know that? Do you do evangelism? Eh? Okay, be doing it very well. Go and sit down. Hallelujah to Jesus. Remember when the mother came to look for him? He said, woman, don't you know I must go about doing my at age 12, you say, woman, don't you know that I must go about at age 12? You receive 12 strokes if you are in Nigeria. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I mean, look at the impetus. Some of you thought that Jesus was walking like this. Hi. I love you. I mean, he was a bold, confident person. You know, you can be bold and humble at the same time. Some people want us to look timid before they say we are humble people. Anything should go for us. You know, they should say anything and we'll believe it. Then they'll say, he's humble. I have a friend in church that will always tell me, humility is not an outward expression of inferiority complex. That's not humility. Humility is believing and saying exactly what God thinks about you. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the matter is really serious. Focus here. Listen. Somebody they saw while they grew up, the son of a carpenter, comes up to say, I am the bread of life. That's not enough. He said, if you eat me, if you eat me, you hunger no more. I told my friend, why did he not kill Jesus earlier? Well, because he even gave those people bread to eat, physical bread. I said, with the things he said, that was not enough. He said, my blood is a new wine of the New Testament. If you drink it, that was not enough. He went ahead. They said, Abraham said this. He said, he said something about Moses. He said, Moses said that because of the hardness of your heart. Meaning you were too stubborn. So Moses was scared of you. And he gave some kind of ideologies that were not really consistent with scripture. And he said, but in the beginning. So I'm bringing you back to the beginning. He was telling the Pharisees that Moses said that because you guys were stubborn. The hardness of your heart. But in the beginning, it was not so. He's making sure that everything happens according to his order in the beginning. Isn't it? That was not enough. They said, are you greater than Abraham, our father? In another part of scripture. He said, Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my days. And he was glad. He said, before Abraham was, I am. That's when they couldn't take it again. They took up stones, the Bible said. And said, sheep could kill this man. The Bible said, and Jesus fled away from them. Look at the things he said. That is why the people were shouting, crucify him! The Pharisees could not take it. The wonderful well, Jacob dug, that they were fetching water of life from. Jacob himself dug that well. Jesus came and said, you don't need a well. He said, I will dig one in your spirit. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. They said, worship is supposed to be done on Jerusalem mountain. That's the most effective place for worship. Jesus said, you don't need to go to any mountain. He said, you can just stay and worship God in the spirit. He was just negating their beliefs. Are you listening? I mean, at the point they were doing bazaar. Sorry, they were selling it in church. And he came with cane. Flogging them. That they were being thieves. He said, the house of God is supposed to be the house of prayer. Where men come and interface with God. Not a place for business. Are you hearing me? And that is why he had a lot of oppositions. I was saying in the first service, it came the most from religious leaders. From the church of these. You think anything has truly changed? And I said with all confidence, if Jesus came in our time, if he came in our time, the crucifixion would be triple. They will kill him three times at the same time. You think religion is wearing one white garment? Who told you? A lot of people with suits who are religious. It's a mentality. It's a spirit. A wrong, terrible spirit. My Smurra of blessed memory said this before he died. He said the greatest missile that's ever hit the earth is nothing but religion. It's so terrible. It pretends to be the original, but it's actually the enemy. You know why? You know, religion can... A lot of people mistake true Christianity for religion. And that's why we have a lot of problems today in the church. Alright? Jesus said, if the light in you be what? Then he said, how great is the darkness? A lot of people close to church who are not Christians, doing church things who are not Christians. I mean, how can we be in church? People are sleeping with each other. People are drunkards. People are thieves. Their names are Christian names. If it's not religion, that's a problem. Religion will make you comfortable in your sin. They worship me with their what? But their hearts are what? Far away from me. I mean, people will tell you they are going to a church, and you still see them going to the club. Now, I'm not trying to call them sinners. That's what I'm trying to achieve this morning. I'm trying to show you the effect of being in a religious atmosphere, a religious setting and system. You'll be in church. You called it church, although you'll be in that system for a long period of time. 4 years of your church. And still, you will not change. All the bad things in life, you want to do it. Why? Because you are not hearing the words of life. You are not hearing words that can change you. Because I told you before, we are beings of knowledge as human beings. We are configured by knowledge. We were designed to operate like this by God. The Bible said, dear beloved, which above all things, 3 John 2, that you may prosper and be in, even as your soul prospers. Meaning that you can never prosper beyond the information that is highlighted the most in your soul. The information in your soul. Why I say highlighted is because there are a lot of information in our souls. It is the one we are conscious of that makes us, that becomes our reality. Are you listening to me? Very important. The one you are conscious about is the one that is highlighted in your soul. And so the Bible says, as a man thinketh, meaning you take a thought and you are meditating upon it, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can never be better than the information in your soul. Whatever you are doing now is a resultant effect of what you had known many years ago. And of course said, and of course acted upon. That's why you are where you are today. So Jesus said, if you must receive the kingdom, he said, allow the little ones to come to me. You must take this posture, a little child's posture, to receive the kingdom. Because the mentality of the kingdom is too big. Many people have been accustomed to early traditions and etc. If they hear this kingdom ideologies, they'll fight it. Like the Pharisees. They fought the message of the kingdom. It's in the Bible. At a point he said, I came to my own and my own received me not. A terrible statement. I came to my own. I came to my own. Of people who are calling the name of the Lord, hitting their head on the ground, doing all of the religious practices. He said, I came to my own and my own received me not. Such a terrible statement. Heartbreaking statement. Then the Bible said, the stone the builders rejected. The stone they rejected. The builders. That's the most touching part of that scripture. It was the builders that rejected the stone. Not anybody else. It was the pastors. They were the ones that rejected the stone. He said the stone they rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. What a big problem. The builders rejected that stone. What will become of the people? Because the Bible said we are God's building. Together as the saints. He said what we do as a fivefold is to build together with God this building, configure it as supposed. But what if the builder reject the chief cornerstone? The Bible says if the foundation is not right, he said, what would the righteous do? Because what makes us strong as Christians is not that we are praying and fasting a lot yet. I said that several times. Our praying and our fasting is predicated upon the revelation of Jesus. If it's not on the revelation of Jesus, it is all just clanging cymbals. It will not produce any result. It will not. That's why if you look at 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13, the Bible telling us from gifting into perfection or fullness, will say, if I pray in tongues of men and of angels, and I do not know love, he said, I am what? Nothing. What is love then? Ephesians 3:19. He said, knowing the love of God, we have come into fullness. In other words, when you understand the love of God, you have entered into what? Fullness. So you can what? Signify love therefore fullness. Meaning if I know, if I pray in tongues of men and of angels and I have not understood the fullness of God, I am still nothing. Because if you judge and live life from parts, you make a lot of mistakes. Listen to me carefully. You know, there's one useless false humility mentality that has been traveling in the church. People say things like, nobody can understand the wisdom of God alone. We all know in part, misunderstanding Paul was going somewhere. I wish they read further. You know, Paul said, I've known in part. He was talking about past tense. He said, but now I know even as I'm known. I know in fullness. Paul never stayed in the fact that he only knew in part. He went further to say, now he is known as he has known. He knows in fullness. If you read 1 Corinthians 13 to the end. He said, when I was a child, I behaved what? Like a child. He said, but now that I'm grown up, what do? I live what? Childish ways. Now, people now take that other part of it. Say, no, we know in part. No, you're not supposed to know in part. If the Bible expects you in Ephesians 3 and 11, 12, 13, to perfect the saints, to become, read verse 13 for me, of Ephesians 4, verse 13, in the Amplified rendition. Verse 13. See what the fivefold ministry will do. Let's read. Until we what? Reach what? And in the word. To become what? Reaching what? Of what? Stop. If we're supposed to reach the measure of the fullness of Christ, then how will me that know in part take you to that point? Are you all listening to me? We see this thing from our weaknesses. That's why we talk like that. As humans, we don't expect ourselves to be big, you know, to look great and mighty in the sight of God. That's why we talk like that. But listen, you may think you are small. God thinks you are big. He said he has created you in his word, image and likeness. You are not just one boy on the street. You are God's image and likeness. You see, learn to see yourself from the eyes of Scripture. Many years ago, I told you people, wear on the sunglass. Not S-U-N, S-O-N. See life from the sunglass. Make sure you are always with your sunshine every day. To see things and see things from God's perspective. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? God expects you to know Him fully. Not in part. Not just the preachers, but all the saints. All the saints. Are you listening? 1 Corinthians 2, the Bible says, it said there's a mystery that has been designed for our glory. A mystery designed for our glory. That's verse 5, I guess. Verse 5 through verse 6. And I went further, 9, 10. It said, the Holy Spirit searches all things, hear the deep things of God. Then I went further to say in verse 11, who knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man? It said, in the same way, who knows the heart of God but what? Alright? Then he now says, we have received, verse 12, the Spirit from God that we may what? Know the things that what? God has freely given unto us. Now, it didn't stop there. Verse 16. He said, who knows the heart of the Lord that he may instruct him? What did he say? We have the mind of Christ. That's what the Bible said. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Many years ago, I was reading a book by E.W. Kenyon. God thinks through my mind. I said, wait a minute. How? Then he now wrote on that, because I have the mind of Christ. How many of you have sat down thinking something about somebody and when you tell the person he's blown up, what? You thought it was your thinking. It was God thinking through your mind. That's how the prophetic work. Sometimes I'm walking the street. I don't know if I share that testimony. And I was imagining a guy to be gay. Many years ago. I think I was quite bold at that time. And I told the guy, I said, do you have a problem with your life? He was on. I said, I sense you are gay. He just hit my hand. I said, what's the meaning of that? I said, repent. God loves you. I've met a lot of people like that while I was a student. As I'm talking to them, they are crying. And how will it happen? I'll just look at them and start imagining something. I'll think it's my, until I learned from Scripture. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why if God cannot get you to think, to walk in this realm, what happens is that when you sleep amidst five friends, you'll be seeing things about the five of them. How many of you have been there before? You are in a room. It is only you that is dreaming about everybody. Have you been there? Firstly, it's a proof that it is you that God wants to use to change all of them. Are you listening to me? And if you truly understand this realm, you will not even need to sleep. before you see it. Because sleeping is when God has seen that he cannot achieve what he wants to really achieve when you are awake, that he will do it when you are sleeping. You know, some people don't like this. They say, but it's true. It's very, very true. That's why it was easy for God to speak through the mouth of a donkey. Because they will not negate him. Than a human being. Because human beings will think he's their thinking. And they are scared of making mistakes. You know, one of the hindrances to the prophetic is fear for mistake. He must move by faith. I don't want to make a mistake. What if I'm wrong? The camera is all over me. Blah, blah, blah. What if I'm wrong? Hallelujah to Jesus. Not even the camera. What if I tell him and he say, no, it's not right. I told you some stories, right? How we go and tell people their problem? They say, you are wrong, sir. I met one with suits. He came to our fellowship many years ago. Suffering in addiction. But with suits, respected man of God. And the Holy Ghost just spoke to me while I was ministering. So I said to him, I called him out, and I spoke into his ear, because that's personal prophecy. You don't say it out. I said, this is what the Lord said. Blah, 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 blah. Can I pray with you? I said, I don't think it's me, sir. I said, oh, it's fine. You can go and sit down. I felt quite disturbed. I had this confidence. I've not missed it before. I had this confidence I was not wrong. But yet, I was like, maybe this is the first time I'm wrong. Maybe I've seen a particular sin and God is punishing me. I had a lot of things going through my head. After the service, I just took my Bible and started going home. Straight. Without talking to no living soul. As I was going, this guy came and touched me and said, sir. I said, what is it? He said, that thing you said, it was right. I said, why are you telling me now? I just felt like I should let you know. I don't know. I just felt like, I said, so service finished. I called you. I asked you. I didn't ask you in public, did I? He said, no. I asked you in your ear because I respect you. He said, yes. You think you will fold my hand on stage? Now, I'm going home, you are telling me, where is the glory? Truly, all glory to God now. Not to man. I've seen things like that. One time I was ministering, I was not so mature. And I said, the Lord said there's a lesbian here and the Lord is touching you tonight. I saw the lesbian, but I didn't believe that's a lesbian. She was one of the strongest prayer warriors. Said, now the Lord is touching you. And my spirit and heart just connect. Poop, poop. I said, no, it can't be her. So I turned my face. I said, if you are that person, I don't really know you. The Holy Ghost has shown me, but I was so familiar with that person. I said, if you are that person, see me after church. And she came. She, Pastor, I thought it was a normal greeting. I greeted her. How you doing? So we'll see now. And I was disappointed the person did not come. She said, I want to talk to you if you don't mind. I said, okay, go ahead. I said, that thing you said in service. I said, which thing? About lesbian. Okay, you know the person. Say, I'm the one, sir. Ha! I took her to the side. You are what? Are you joking? Are you on prayer? What are you on? I'm prayer secretary. Sir, I'm the one. No. I mean, I should lie. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. The control. Blah, blah, blah. One spirit will just come. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, indeed, knowledge is power. Hallelujah to Jesus. Knowledge is what? Power. The earnest expectation of creation, the Bible says, awaits what? The manifestation of the sons of God. But the devil wants, you know, let me show you a scripture. Matthew 13. How Satan is bent on stealing the word. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. When tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he what? Stumbles. Now, see what the Bible said. Is that for when tribulation or what? Persecution arises, why will it arise? Why will it arise? Answer me, church. Why will it arise? Not because of anything. Some of you, the reason why these things are rising against you is because of what? The word. Remember I gave you One story. Yeah, I told you one story. What the Lord told me one of those nights. How that I had gone through one or two things that were disturbing me. And he woke me up one morning, early in the morning. He said, "Son, you see all of these things you've been facing?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "It's because the devil wants to steal the word from you. And if he steals the word from you, he has stolen it from a generation." He said, "All the setback, all the this, blah, 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 even from people too close, is because of the devil. He wants to steal the word from you." And he said to me, I said this before, he said, even the closest or one or two people that misbehave around you, alright, whom probably you held there, that misbehave, is that the reason why Satan used them is not because of anything. It's just to get to the word of God in your heart. I said, "Oh, there, Jesus, thank you." Many years ago in 200 level, I had a terrible vision. My eyes were open in the realm of the spirit, and I saw a lot of demons. I couldn't see the end of the demons. I couldn't see it, in all honesty. And the Lord, when I opened my eye out of fear, I ran out of my room. Dear Jesus, I ran out. And stood outside in the midnight. People were coming from parties, and I just stood outside. "Pastor, is everything okay?" "Yes, yes." I couldn't go inside. I had not seen that number of demons before. And I opened my Bible outside trying to understand what is happening to me. Can I even sleep this night again? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "This is how much Satan wants you down." He said, "But cheer up. You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable." He said, "The way there are plenty, that's how there are plenty for you too. Angels are plenty for you." He said, "Cheer up." I got my confidence. I went back to sleep. If I just get that light, that's all. That one light, that's all. I told you my experience while I was growing up. I'll be studying the word of God, and somebody will come, not physical, hold my breath, seize my breath, and I'll be going. Somebody, you'll be looking at me like this, you will not know I'm going. Until I struggle. Somehow the thing will leave me. Now, before this time that light came, it will leave me on its own. Not because of anything, because I can't even talk. Alright? So, I remember one time I finished playing game with a friend, PS, on a system. And he was still playing. So, I wanted to study for a while. And the thing came upon me. I struggled. I couldn't. So, it didn't let me on its own accord. And now, the guy said, "Did you see what is happening to me here?" He said, "You were just sitting here, nothing was doing you." I said, "I did not see as I'm moving. You couldn't even say a word of prayer." He said, "No, you did not move. You just sat down here." I said, "Dear Jesus, I'm in trouble." One time it now came. Now light has come. Held me again. It's so terrible that when I'm praying, the devil is very wicked. I was speaking, "Lord, thank you for the barrack youth. Thank you. They are changing. They are receiving the word." And I tell you the truth, during our time in the barracks, we shook that barracks upside down. Many people follow Jesus on our because of us. Is the truth. And the barakaduna, you can go and find out. And while I was done praying, gripped me again. Held me. Guess what I did? I started smiling. You know how I was smiling? Because now I know the code, the cheat code. I just closed my eye. I couldn't open my mouth. I am seated together with Christ. I saw a bright light just pass me. That's how the hand, it's as if it hit the guy's hand in the spirit. Oh! That was the last day I ever had that experience. Why? Revelation has come. He said, "Arise and shine, for your light has..." Because of what? Very important. Satan wants to steal the word from your life. You must understand that. That is why sometimes you won't sleep in service. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, because of the word of God in you, what will happen? Tribulations will come. Trials will come. Some of you getting broke and the rest, you don't know it's because of the word of God in you. What kind of brokenness will just come? Wah! Then the only thought in your heart is why you should compromise. Why you should start that Yahoo now. You are seeing every reason to start Yahoo. The devil will be asking you, "The people that started it, did they die? Are they not in church with you?" You know, I ministered to a young man. I went to fix my car one time. So he was eager to talk to me, and I'm sure it's the Holy Spirit. And when I noticed he wanted to talk, I started talking to him back. And of course, I had to give him the gospel. It's my nature. So talking about, when last did you go to, what church do you attend? It's my, sir. I don't go to church, sir. Very nice guy. Everyone was telling me, sir. You know, he came to fix his car. I mean, his mommy's car, something. And I said to him, okay, you don't know the church. Okay, when last did you visit any church? He says, sir, I don't go to church. I said, what do you mean by you don't go to church? Be clear. Are you an atheist? He said, something like that. Very close to the finish line. 90% atheist. He said, but the reason why I'm not completely saying I'm an atheist is because should in case there is God, let God not feel offended. I said, uh-uh. So I now said, why is it that you don't go to church? He started telling me his reasons. If God is real, why did this happen? Why does this happen? And I said, it's not God's fault. Opening my iPad, showing him scriptures. So, I was getting so blessed. Sir, can I get your number? I gave him my number. He came to my house. I was teaching. He was crying. I said, why are you crying? He said, except somebody does not hear this, nobody can reject the love of God. I said, you want to be born again? He said, I wanted to tell you that. I said, lift your hands. I led him to Christ immediately. He was crying. Then he now said, sir, I have to make some confessions. I said, go ahead. He said, I'm into. He landed his hand like this. I said, what's that? He said, Froster. Yahoo. I said, of course, God has forgiven you. Just stop it. He said, sir, that's not the point. I said, what is it? He said, I've collected charm. I said, hey, no problem. Bring it. Let me burn it for you. You know, I wanted him to have the impression, no single impression that Satan is powerful. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, some people make it, you have time, oh my God, we need to call the prayer warriors and we'll mount up prayer. We'll take like 7 days to fast and pray. You know, there are some altars that your rank may not reach. And so, there are some, before you confront certain altars, you need to grow through time into such ranks. Oh my God. Terrible ideologies. You know, I was hearing one, he said, I went and confronted an altar that my rank had not reached. And when I did it, the demon left me. After 3 years, it now came. I look at the place. I said, gullible Christians. You know, it would be so nice to them. You think Christianity is a war? We're in a war with Satan. There are a lot of people that if you remove Satan, they will not like God. There is no fun in Christianity. Just remove Satan. They will find no reason to follow God. I've come to announce there's no Satan anymore. So. Where to go bind and cast today? There is nothing to do in the service except bind and cast. God never created this world with Satan in view. Hope you know.
Yes, sir.
And God's dream is that as it is in the beginning, so shall it be today and in the end. I hope you know in the powers there will be no Satan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's see whether you leave heaven or leave the new earth. Let's see. That's why some of us are training you so that you get used to your supposed realm. Now somebody said, I heard a young boy. I know it's me. Deceiving some people somewhere. Thank God I'm still young. In fact, I wish I'm 20 now. If they can take me back to 17, I'll be happier. Because some things I have known now. If I implement it when I'm 17, Kai, it will suit me very well. You know, some of you say, the old man, say, they like to be called old people. So there's a young man somewhere deceiving young people. You see, whether we like it or not, you must be brainwashed in this world. As I'm deceiving, he is deceiving too. Because whatever I say now is deceive. If you truly know the Bible, don't call my name, preach it. The truth is like a lion, it will defend itself. You know, if you don't have, you can't do this thing if you don't know the truth of God's word. It takes a lot of impetus. That I'm teaching this word of God from my days in university to this point, and you are coming. If I'm deceiving you, I'm a great deceiver. You are coming. First service, second service, I do my programs, you fool everywhere. What a great deceiver. I mean, I have a PhD in deceiving people. Hallelujah to Jesus. Isn't it? You must be brainwashed either ways, whether you like it or not. As I'm telling you, the devil does not exist. I'm brainwashing you. Another person is telling you, I have come to announce the devil is powerful. You are being brainwashed too. Choose the better brainwash. So I didn't want to make Satan look powerful to the guy. You know, the man said, the guy is deceiving people, telling them the devil does not exist. You know, I think I saw them commenting with one guy from the church. I posted, I said, there is no Satan in my world. He said, stop all those hype. You can be a believer and addicted and demonized. I said, it's not true. Is it the word a believer? Believer, that word believer has been wrongly described for years. You know, they look at their situation and call their situation a believer. Your situation is not what we call a believer. For as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the authority and right to be called what? Sons of God. They are not born again of the will of a man. Verse 13 of John 1. They are born again of the Spirit, the incorruptible seed of God's word. That you've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous. How are you going to be possessed? The believer is a saint that sins sometimes. That's yourself you are describing. You are describing your experience. The believer's experience is this, 1 John 3 and 9. You are born of God and cannot sin because the seed of God is in you. The Bible said in the book of Philemon, it said, by the acknowledgement of every good works or good thing in Christ Jesus, our faith becomes effectual. Meaning, if you don't understand what Jesus has done for you, your faith will not be effective. Are you here tonight? So I told the young man, I was actually looking at my iPad. I said, sir, there's a serious thing. I said, what's that? While he was crying, he said, sir, I have a charm at home. I said, no problem. You just bring it to my house. Just go now and bring it now like this. Let me burn it. All right? And we'll move from there. He said, sir, did you hear what I said? I said, yeah. Go ahead, bring the charm. He said, sir, there's no effect. I said, no. Who told you? You sit, you stand with me like this. I will burn it. No effect will happen. He was so amazed. Well, became born again and the rest. Then one time, because we had planned that he would bring the charm, so he went back. We're still talking on the phone. Then he called me. He said, sir, you won't believe what has happened. Because he was complaining that the thing was not even doing anything, so he doesn't know why he even collected the charm. He said, sir, since the night I left you, I said, go ahead. My this thing is working. My Yahoo. Sir, the people I had pranked before, I just send him money. So if I tell you what is in my bank account, I was in the office. I just put my hand on the head. I said, Satan, if I catch you, oh God. In my heart, that's what I said. I said, if I catch this Satan. I said, see, young man, open your Bible wherever you are. I said, showing it from scripture. That's how the devil does. Because of the word, he'll try to give you everything and lick your ear so that you think he's better than God. Just like some of you, if somebody has misbehaved and left church, do not become all nice to you. All of a sudden, you see them calling you and say, precious, how you day? Fine. I say, make I check you. Say, you didn't even try past my church people. Nobody they check me. Now only when they want to talk about what I do bad. If I don't do Bible study, they go call. Money issue, they go call. What guy partner? Apart from that, even my family, they know us. Precious, now what for this your church people? How your father self? That in sickness, don't go. Okay, make I send you 3,000 now. Make you buy something, chop. Really? Nobody in church has ever done. Basema will come in and shout, oh. Hi, my sister. Which church you attend now? I'll follow you. Misery likes companion. That's how the devil behaves. He came to Eve. Guess what he said to her? What did God say you should do? What you shouldn't do? We should not eat from this tree. He said, did God really say you should not eat? He said, yes. So, okay. What did God say will be the consequence? We will die. He didn't say, it's a lie. God is lying. God is a liar. No. He said, you will not truly die. Oh. He said, your eyes will be open. It's not like you die. It's just that you now understand things more. And then, okay, now waiting God called die. That's now. I think God mean by die. Now you go know things like you go know. That's why you see some people when they misbehave and leave church, they will now say, they were deceiving me before, now I'm wise. Have you seen people talk like that? Then now I understand better. Their eyes are what? It has opened. She now ate from it, isn't it? Did anything happen to her? Women rapper, hear me now closely. Women rapper, are you listening to me? Nobody's answering me. No problem. Men, are you listening to me? All right. When, I like the fact that you didn't agree with that. When she ate, was she naked? Did she die? Not yet. She now took it and said, my love. Chim, oh Chim. Nkim. What does the meaning of Nkim? My what? My own. Okay. The man will be like, hey. Inkemo. Inkem chuku. What does that mean? My own from God. Oh my God, I'm getting this evil thing now. It's under the anointing. Adam, God told Adam, listen. God told Adam, don't eat from that fruit. God Almighty, that everything is nothing before Him. The way is big and mighty. He told man, don't eat from that tree. Adam looked God finish. Went to Eve. Eve said, Chim, take apple. They say it's apple. It's not like I believe it's a fruit. Let me use that. Okay, take the fruit. Alright? Adam collected. But God... take it. Take it. And he rubbed his head. That was all. Adam ate. See us today in church because of Adam. See, I tell you, if Adam did not eat, we would not be sitting here like this, trying to get everything restored. Adam is the reason why we are seated here this morning. As Adam ate from that tree, that's Adam, or like Adam is the reason why. But the chief reason is love. But you didn't catch it. And came, that was the more reason. There's a part of the scripture, is it Ecclesiastes? It's not even in the Bible, they didn't put it. It says something terrible. It said, the woman is more dangerous than a man because the woman is the reason why the man and the whole earth went astray. It's not, they didn't add it. I'm sure that's one of the reasons they didn't add it to the books of the Bible. And I saw it, I started laughing. But it's not true. You are not dangerous. Adam was just foolish. He ate from it. God said Adam ate from it. He ate. From that scripture, I remember where the Holy Spirit was teaching me. He said, you see, if you allow emotional mismanagement destroy your life, you become like Adam. You know what emotional mismanagement is? You are in love with a lady so much that you cannot reason. You can't think. You don't know how to say no. I told you people that we walk Mama T's birthday. I don't know if I shared with you people here. One of Mama T's birthday. We finished the birthday. Leaders gave us something in the office. It was my turn to go and do what they planned. I'm sure in their heart they felt like prophet would take us somewhere to eat. We finished service. We walked. We reached Star Sharma, we sat down there, spoke for a while, stood up and continued going. I did not tell her that I'm not bad. I just said we should sit down. When we sat down, I said, let's go. You stood up. She follows me anyhow. We're going. I paid $150 for her. She took bike. I now trekked to a particular point and I paid money and took bike because it couldn't take me. And when she went home, I wrote, happy birthday, my love. I was waiting for her not to reply me so that I would know whether this thing will continue or not. He said, thank you. This is the best birthday yet. I said, oh, glory to God. I know it's not true, but I believe it. That's one of the birthday. I'm not joking. You can ask her. Maybe one day she'll tell you people the story. So after like 2 years, she's not telling Pastor Simon, can you remember that birthday? I said, yes. I said, hey, Pastor Simon, I was shocked. I was wondering if everything is okay. I said, everything is okay. We smelt all the this in there. And we went back home. Nothing. Nothing. No cake. Only words of affirmation. I love you. Just know I love you. Today, what would she want in Star Shawarma that I will not buy for her? Nothing. Even the star. I used to buy things now anyhow. You understand? If I leave church now, I'll buy her something. Jealousy. They will not clap. Oh, wow. Just that. I love my wife. Don't. Hey, Jesus. I used to buy. Hey. We are not happy. I used to buy her things very well. Oh. In fact, she sees it as a sin when I don't buy her something. If I just open the gate, I pass, what did you bring today? It's a normal thing. But I didn't have emotional mismanagement years ago. If she was wrong, I would tell her, you are wrong. I'll tell you some stories here. The first time I started talking with Mama T, I didn't know she was that bold. We were talking, she was trying to win an argument. Ah, Prophet Simon, I counsel nations. Somebody's trying to win an argument with me. And she's supposed to be my wife. So I said, do you know who I'm talking to? I said, sir, I don't understand. I said, you just won't call me, sir. Why are you trying to win the argument? She was so shocked. She had never seen a man like that. I said, I'm advising you, you are trying to win. Don't be trying to win here. In fact, in our joke and play, know when I'm the anointing has come upon me. She said, yes, sir. I say, if you see that I just keep on talking, I say you are wrong. No, you are wrong, even if you think you are right. He said, yes, sir. That's how I started training her. Another time where we had an, I think I shared that many years ago. This is what Paul meant for, I boast with my weakness. So we say, I said one time, I thought that a believer has no weakness. And some people online said, that's a false teacher. So if I say a believer has weakness, I would live in weakness. I'm a true teacher. If I now say a believer has no weakness, I'm a false teacher. Something is happening in this world. And somebody now quoted a part of the scripture and said, the Bible says, Paul said, I will boast with my infirmities. So you mean Paul will say, I am glad I'm a sinner? Is that what Paul meant? Abba. That one person now said, the contest at which Jesus said, be perfect, your father, is not in my contest of sinless perfection. I say, which contest be that? He says, it's in the contest of. He hung there. Very funny human being. I did not say one word online. I just left them there. Because there are people that want to learn. You will see it when they talk. What Paul meant there is that, now that God is saying, Paul, my strength is perfect in, and my grace is sufficient for you. No. Paul was not writing his present reality. Paul was telling us a story. Time passed. In 2 Corinthians 12 or 6, right? Is it 12 or 6? He was telling us something that happened to him way back. That he had an infirmity. And he prayed to the Lord 3 times to take it out from him. But that wouldn't happen until God came and spoke to him that, Paul, my strength is what? Perfect in weakness, and my grace is what? He said, so therefore now I can boast with my infirmities and weaknesses. Meaning I can tell you the story and not feel ashamed about it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's what Paul meant for there. With the mighty things he wrote about a new creation, man, he will now say this kind of thing. I mean, literally speaking, that's what he meant. Paul, that said, by the understanding of his great and precious promises, I think that's Peter, we've escaped the corruption that is in the world through us and are now partakers of his word. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, he that is dead is free from sin. That's Paul speaking. Romans 6 is. He said the old nature of sin has been crucified back. Romans 6 is. To the cross. Then verse 7 says, he that is dead is completely freed. Somebody say freed.
So, one time, my wife, you know, why I'm boasting about the weakness that happened many years, because she's strong now. Because she's a model to nations. She had a problem one time, 200 level with a friend. I will never forget. So, she was so angry. So, I came, Mama, how are you doing? I'm fine, blah, blah, blah. So, we're going. And she was moody. I said, why are you moody? She said, we had a problem, but don't worry, it's not your thing. It's friend's thing. We'll sort it out. So I don't want to talk to her. Please, I don't want to greet her. Please, Pastor Simon, if you want to talk to her, just talk to her on your own. I don't want to talk to her. I said, you don't know who you are. You want to marry. You are telling me that you have a problem with your friend. So me, I came into your life, you start having problems. Is that what you want people to say? So I refused. I went close to her. And I said to the friend, I said, you have to make peace together with your friend. What happened? And she told me her own side of the story. You know women, her too, she was on fire. Saying her own side of the story. I said, you people have to make peace. It's wrong. I said, so I'll talk to her and I'll call you. She had warned me that she doesn't want me to talk about it, that she knows what she's doing. I said, this one is dreaming. So I said, from henceforth, you cannot be having problem. And I said, the lady will come. She said, no, don't do that. As I dialed the number, she just got offended. I've never seen that manifestation in my life before. She was shaking her head. I can literally see like a demon was manifesting. And she was going. And when she left, I was like this. I probably was like, thank you, Jesus. You know what I said? I meant by thank you, Jesus. I was blind, now I can see. So I was going back home. I couldn't even take a bike because I was thinking. I said, God, oh, now we say I for marry this person. As I entered my house, sat on the chair, opened Coke to drink. I just said, boop, 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 boop. She took bike and came. I said, who is that? She didn't answer. Boop, 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 boop. I said, who is that? Then I said, you will knock, because I was already angry. I said, you will knock till eternity. One or two times, some of you would have experienced me in that dimension. Because I say, who is that? You are keeping quiet. Then, mistakenly, I may not tell you, you will knock till eternity. I promise you. So I just covered myself. I wanted to sleep. It's me, Prophet Pastor Simon. That angelic voice. Who? Mama T. That time she doesn't call herself Mama T. She said, Teresa. I said, okay. I opened the door. I said, what are you doing here? I thought you were angry. She now entered and knelt down. I'm so sorry. I said, see how you were misbehaving. Woo, 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 woo. I said, is that how you behave? She said, no. I said, are you sure? This is not your character. Don't come and scatter my ministry. I'm telling you, this is what I was telling her. I said, don't come and scatter my ministry. So this is how you come and scatter. I said, no, I will not do that. I promise you. That is, I was just angry. And she knelt down, beg. Of course, I was not trying to just, I just wanted to suffer as well. If the begging was not my problem, I wanted to know that that's her. So that we'll know what we can do from there. Whether we should take her to Jerusalem or something, you know. And she promised that was not her. So I sat on the chair like a king. And I brought a stool. I said, sit down there. Don't sit here. Sit down there. She sat down. I said, move the chair closer. I said, who am I? Said, Simon. Hey, I said, me, Simon. I said, sorry, Prophet Simon. I said, no, that, not that. You know, some of you, when you become in love with somebody that is a pastor, you begin to reduce the office small. You understand? If he was called an apostle before, you now reduce it for him. It was Apostle Richard. You now come. Man of God. Man of God. Everybody say, Apostle, sir. A man of God. If you want to now raise a Pastor Richard. It's not like pastor is bad, but they know what they are doing. They cannot be in the class of everybody. They have to be quite closer. A friend of mine on Instagram posted, he said, I used to be Papa before I met you, Cynthia. When I met you, Cynthia, you reduced my office to Apostle. I did not complain. Now, he was just joking actually. He said, now you are calling me pastor. I don't complain. You now went to man of God. I did not complain. Now it's bro. Cynthia and me, bro. So I said to her, it's not that you are the tail, but I'm the head. And I said, where's the brain? She said, in the head. I said, where does wisdom come from? The spirit, right? And brain, physically, right? She said, yes. I said, where is it? She said, the head. I said, Tor, this is where the wisdom is. I said, even if you are first class, I know more than you. That's why God said, come and be under my covering. Are you hearing me? She said, yes. I said, the next day you do like this again, I will drive you and your first class away. Do you hear me? She said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, so you must learn to follow and keep your mouth. She said, shut, and held her mouth. So obedient. I said, okay, let's continue. That's why I told you people, I said, even though God gives you a woman, I said, that's your wife. Don't just stay there and say, my wife. She will give you apple, you leave eating. If you are not careful. Who gave Adam the wife? God gave Adam Eve. Who made Adam to leave Eden? The Eve God gave him. What did Adam say? The woman you gave me, he was slapping God. Point it on God's face. God did not answer him there. If you observe, God did not answer. Did he answer? Did he answer? Say, God gave me this woman. Then you just sit down. What are you doing next? Kissing each other. Wife from heaven, lips from heaven. And some people are looking at me, Pastor, what are you saying? Yes, I'm saying it. Some of you kiss in relationship and it's holy. Holy kiss. That's what you think. Somebody break up one time and I said, why did you break up? She said, the thing cannot just work. The lady, she cheated on me when I went for youth service. I said, really? He said, yes. And I asked him, I said, what were you people doing before she went for youth service? He said, sir, I don't understand the question. I said, was she good girl, like, you know what I mean? He said, yeah, oh, she was a virgin. I said, oh, beautiful. So, was she a virgin before you left for youth service? He said, no, sir. But she wanted it. She wanted all of those things, just that she was pretending. I said, oh. And you helped her to make sure her desires were fulfilled? He said, yes. So, beautiful. I said, okay. So, you were the one that opened the gates. Are you listening? Say yes. I say, so when you left, this is not harem. It's not her reality. She has tasted the dirty waters. And you were not there to sustain that movement you started. I said, that's why the devil stepped in. So I said, this is why God said you should not do that before marriage. You know, some of you even do, what do you call it? Engagement. And you want to just blow some nice kisses. The last one that happened here, the way they were looking at themselves, I had to just tell them that, see, if you kiss in this church, you put the ring, start looking at them. You now bring your lips closer. Pah! What do you want to do? In church? And you see one thing with Satan? You see all these kiss and current. The mic did not go well. These kiss and tapping of current. Yes, so that you hear me. That people are, you know, some of you, you say, I'm not doing fornication, but you are tapping current. Pastor Simon, what do you mean by that? You know what I mean by that? When we were in secondary school, we used to know what they call tapping of current. You'll be touching yourself like you are married. One told me they are cuddling. I said, they should tell me how their relationship goes. And I said, oh, I hope people are not involved in such as. He said, no, sir. I said, say the truth under the anointing. You know, just to joke with them. Not that I meant that they would die like Ananias and Sapphira. I said, sir, the lady told me, sir, it's just one time. It's cuddling. Is cuddling bad? I say it's bad. I said, sir, talk. That's the only one we did. You know, all of these things, you open gates of hell for Satan to come into your relationship. It's not meant to be. A pastor friend told me one time, he said, before he got married, his best friend, they used to stay together. So, anytime his lady come to visit, she would just be looking extraordinary fine. He knows her, but he doesn't know why she's fine. Especially in the evening when she comes. She'll be in the kitchen, be cooking, and the friend will now have an event to rush for. He will just say, sir, hey, I'm coming, let me go and do. He said, anytime the guy just go, that's when she'll become very fine more. Then he will stand up and be peeping at her in the kitchen. He will peep and go and sit down and say, God help me, God help me. He will go back, peep again. I say, oh dear Jesus, this guy is so fine. Oh dear, and she'll be washing plates and, you know, some of you that used to go and wash plates. But I know what you are doing. And now, I think he felt more comfortable because he had a friend. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Then he said how God helped him was that anytime he feels like he's gone, he said at a point, there was one day, he just knew that if this lady just enter the room and see him, he's gone. So he just called his friend. He said, friend, he says, I'm dying. You know what I mean. The friend took bike, left the meeting. He said he was leading prayers. He gave another person the mic. He took bike, ran back home, and came ahead and said, we're not dying today. He was gisting me. He said he was very open with his friend. Now, for me, I probably don't see life like that, all right? But he was just being very, very real with me, all right? So, he was trying to advise me, because he was quite an elderly colleague in the faith. He said, a bed on the fire. He was trying to strengthen the fact that a bed should be undefiled for a couple. A couple. He said there's a blessing attached to that. And it's very, very true. Very, very true. Just maybe his pseudo calls were different. Algorithms were different. The way he went about it. But at the end, the bed should be what? Undefiled. Are you all listening to me? Very important. For him, that was his strategy. And I respect him for that. There are people that have come to me. I tell them, I have a strategy in church. We have some kind of administrative ideas in church. Rules and instructions. One of it is that a guy does not visit a lady in our church. They say we are old school. You know, I've heard people condemn us like that. Say we are old school. Then, you know, Brother Richard went to visit Sister Joyce and they were fellowshipping together and, you know, singing, Yahweh's about. If we catch them, they'll be sent out. They'll be on their way, yes. We don't do those kind of things here. No matter how you people are anointed, whether God gave you prophetic word, don't go and stay together and pray. If we catch you, you people know me, you know my ways. It's before you, some of you that knew me from campus. Bo. Who is that? Sister this. And who? Only me, sir. Go home. Many people have heard go home from my door. Go home. You can't see me. Sir, I brought food. Take it home. I have rejected plenty food. Choir brothers, are you listening to me? Yes, I have rejected plenty food. They say food you reject, sir, will respect you. On campus, there's nothing I did not see. People, when I tell people what I see, they'll be like, in this campus, you are seeing those things and you are looking calm. Sir, I just saw you entering your house. I have one soup I want to make for you. Can I come and make it for you? No, I'm not in the house. Sir, you just enter now. I'm almost seeing you. Oh, no. You saw me? Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going out now. Some stop coming to church. One time people were fighting. I didn't even know the reason they were fighting. They left church like 3 years. And I asked, why did these people leave? They said, it's you, sir. I said, you did not tell me. Sister, you are not available to be told. They left church. What was the reason? They say, I was never close with any lady in my fellowship. They say, one was saying, somebody likes to come, anytime we finish service, you come to prophet, I'll be talking to prophet. So the other one was not happy that one was coming to greet me. And it was greeting, you know. We say a lot of things. That's why I have a waiting should happen in fellowships, and if I send you anywhere, one of the principles is that a woman should never hold your Bible. There are some young ministers you see going for meetings with a woman holding their Bible. You see, you enter and say, why? Who is this? She's my PA. Are you mad? She's your PA. You are untrained. I think one time we invited somebody to sing here. He was not trying to pretend. We didn't know that he was foolish. I've been suspecting that over the years. Because wherever he is, I was observing he was not being used so much. I used to know him. And he brought a lady. Then when he now saw my guys, he was not pretending like they were in different hotels, hotel room. But my guys already figured out they were staying together in one room. Well, if when he sang dry anointing, everything dry. I said something is wrong. In fact, the ministration did not finish because the lady was not happy. So when he turned to her and saw her not happy, he had to stop it. When she left, he followed her and left. That one has eaten forbidden fruits. No matter, you see, that is why you need to grow in the things of God and become the man God can use. Know your place in Christ Jesus. So that when God gives you a woman, Satan will not through the woman make you foolish. Let me tell you something. You see, this Jezebelic spirit is very, very real. Jezebelic spirit. If you don't know your place as a man, Satan will configure a woman that will destroy your life. Women are not evil people. They are not evil. Women are not devils. But the way God wants things to happen, Satan can, he just wants the thing to be opposite, because if it is opposite, there will be consequence. I hear people get what I'm trying to explain to you. Very important. That's why we're seeing a movement today. Women are saying they want to be feminist. It's a demonic movement. One of my ladies in church, I remember she posted somebody, the lady was known worldwide, but she's a feminist. A femme feminist. Celebrated in Nigeria, globally. She was aspiring to be great. So I messaged her, I said, don't look up to this woman, no. If you want to be great, you will be great more than her, but don't look up to her. And when she came to my office, I explained more. I said, she's not married. She married and divorced. She's a feminist. I said, if you follow her, you not only know the business ideas, you will carry the spirit. Before you know, nobody can marry you in this church again, because you know your worth. You have billions. Look at reasonable women like that woman, World Bank, what's her name? Ngozi, whatever. Look at her. They just reappointed her again. Do you people hear that? She was even celebrating her husband. At that height, she thanked God. She now thanked her husband. Hey! You are in high level. You just started one boutique business. It's making waves. Then the next thing we'll see on your status, I don't need a man. I want to make money so that no man can talk to me. Look at the wrong reason you want to make money. And you see, many young men are running away from women with money because they are thinking that every woman is thinking like those kind of women. Meanwhile, do you know you can be a billionaire as a woman? God will give you a man in. Even me, I don't even know how to say this thing. Let me calm down, calculate it well. You can be a millionaire. Let me not go to billionaire first. You can be a millionaire. God can give you a man any hundreds of thousands. I hope you know that. You don't believe what I'm saying? Oh, all of you think that God will just keep, as you are a millionaire, God will say, millionaire, no go marry 100 near. 1,000 near. Michael, connect 1 millionaire for this girl. Who told you that? What God is seeing, he's seen a man earning thousands that can tell you to shut up and make sure the glory on your inside finds expression. You know, I've observed something that women don't like. If you look at it deeply, right? Women don't like men that are not authoritative. If you ever see a woman that likes a man that is authoritative, she has a Jezebelic spirit. That is not authoritative, I mean, she has a Jezebelic. She wants a man that she will, through the man, control the life of everybody in the house and a man's life. And most of them, that Jezebelic spirit doesn't rise from default or by default. It rises on account of the man in that house not doing what he's supposed to do, his duties. For instance, you observe the man is not providing, he's misbehaving. You just observe that by nature, your mother becomes the boss of the house. I don't want to ask how many of you have been there, because I don't want to know the answer. You observe your mother now is in charge of the house. It is what your mother say or agree with that happens. I don't want to ask how many of you understand what I'm trying to say. So some women grow from that perspective. and think that that is how life should be. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There are some mothers that will be telling their daughter, don't allow him to do that. Don't allow blah, 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 blah. In fact, there was one I was hearing. The man said he wanted two or three children. The mother-in-law now said, no, it has to be five. So the lady agreed and came to the man and said, we have five children. The man said, no, three is okay. I don't want five. He said, no, you must have. He not disagreed, but at the end, he had the five because women have their way of getting it done. So he was telling me that it's his mother-in-law that has these two children, that him, he has this. That's why the Bible says you must leave your father and what? Mother. Tell somebody, leave your father and mother. And be clean. Join to your wife. Are you all listening to me? See, kingdom and glorious women are submissive. And you see, they can only, even your submission is a response to a man's glory in Christ. Hope you know that. If a man does not know his place in Christ, it will be difficult for a woman to submit to that man. That's why before you marry, know that this man is God's will for your life, number one. Number two, weigh his understanding of Christ. Look at the man. Is this man going to tell me, don't go for that crusade and I will not go? Is this man going to tell me, something, you know, he can tell you anything and you just respond immediately. Trusting God that he's instructing you through that man. Will you be able to listen to that man? If you cannot, don't marry. But if you can, get married to that man. That's why sometimes as pastors, when you want to get married, we used to advise you people and tell you, we know the call of God in your life. You are supposed to be a pastor, an evangelist, as a lady. You are marrying this man. We'll be wondering, what we are trying to check is, will you be able to still continue what you are doing if you get married to this man? That's why sometimes we tell you, go and pray again. Because when the man came, we saw his stomach like this. He owns a beer company. Well, I wonder, is it that you will start evangelism there? An evangelical ministry there? So he may have a lot of money, but we are weighing the option. It's not all about money. It's about fulfilling purpose. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I know a marriage in Lagos that was scattered. The woman got married to this man because he pretended to be a true Christian. He came for her and he pretended. In fact, she said she can't marry a man that doesn't know his place in Christ, praying the Spirit and the rest. He just, in 2 weeks' time, he started praying in tongues and the rest. One time she saw him in church, he was just, and she was like, if she just turned around him, he'll be shouting. He did everything, married this girl. Or else, so end. Then what happened? 1 month into marriage, she stood up for service. She wants to go to church. He said, where are you going to? Say, church. See, that nonsense has to stop in this house. Tell you, think that stupid thing you are doing will continue? My friend, go and sit down. That thing has ended though. I was just pretending with you, that rubbish cannot happen in this house. The woman said, am I dreaming? Say, you are not dreaming. Reality.com. Spiritual. Even the most spiritual can be deceived. That's why sometimes you need somebody from outside the box to advise you. And she went to her pastor. The pastor said, you have to respect your husband. You have to. Else, he's divorced, but me as your pastor cannot advise you to divorce. So pray, let God. She said, pastor, me, I cannot pray for that man to change. I don't have that grace to pray for any man to change. He now said you have to pray because you can't divorce. It's not even an option. She said, sir, me, I'm going to divorce. She actually divorced. 1 month marriage, divorce. Why? She said she cannot serve God for more than 20 years. Knowing what God wants her to do exactly. And one man will say she will not do it. She said she cannot. That's why she left the marriage. And that's what we advise people. Before you choose a man or a woman, pray in the spirit. Take out time to pray. It's not about big chairs, beard gun, big whatever. No. It's about fulfilling purpose. A time will come, those things will not count. You know, it's very difficult to believe this thing I'm saying. Because we're in a world where these things are emphasized. You watch comedy, it's stupidity they are talking about. You watch movies, it's rubbish they are highlighting. Anything you watch, remember that comedy I shared with you people? The lady came, she was not probably curvy like other ladies, and she was talking with a guy, and the guy said to her, the person in charge of the comedy, that he said, why you have pride and you don't have bum bum? She said, I may not have bum bum, but I have a good mindset. He now says, shake your mindset and go away. Shake your mindset and go away. You can imagine what our world is turning into. Because carnality has filled everywhere. Even men of God today, I was talking to a pastor. He came for counseling on marriage. He said there's one who he knows this is his wife. She's too good. So good. He said, but the other one, sir, she's not too good. Oh. But pastor. Saradush Karish. That pastor is a mystery. Say, pastor, this woman, he now says she's powerful. So I said, you, which one will you choose now? Your wife? He said, pastor, you see, I believe this one that is powerful can be changed with time. Because she has the potentials. She has the potential of a mama. It's just that she has not been around the right people. I said, you want to change? I said, ah. That's why I came for prayers. I want to hear God. If God is saying, because sometimes we judge wrongly, you, maybe we are condemning. This may be the Mary Magdalene of my life and I'm condemning. I heard all the funny analogies. I said, pastor, that's not your wife. He said, how about man of God? Pray about it. For I said, that's not your wife. You are trying to confuse me. You think you can confuse me? He started laughing. I said, you are bringing Mary Magdalene and the rest inside this thing just to look like a righteous person. Then he asked me a funny question. He said, pastor, can't God give you your will? That means he knows that lady is his will. He knows that's his wife. But he wants God to just do some improvement on the lady. He said, can't God give you his will and you personally your will sandwiched together? Is that not fair enough? So that me and God will be happy. What a question. I said, I don't think it happens like that. Because when God wants to give you a woman or a man to marry, what he sees is mindset. Are you listening to me? His mindset. 5 years from now, not 5 years, 20, 30 years, when, and nothing matters to you in life than to see your children and what God has put in your hand truly succeed. If what you married was flesh, you suffer. I was watching a comedy. They saw the woman shouting on her husband. They were walking on the street of America. She was old people. She was just talking, shouting on the man. The man just put the earpiece. I was going straight. She was shouting. They now wrote, they have been together for 34 years. This man has been suffering for 34 years. That's what they wrote. They did not say been together. They said the man has been suffering for 34 years. At that old age, she was still shouting. He was walking. They asked one man that lived 120, 30 years. They said, what is your secret? They said, what is the secret to long life? I'll never forget. What is the secret of long life and enjoying life? What's your secret? You look happy. And they said, oh, will you believe this secret? They said, yes. He said, after being born again, the most important decision you can ever make is who to marry. They said, what kind of woman should you marry? He said, marry a woman that gives you one thing. He said, what is it? He said, peace. He said, peace is why. He said, I love my wife just like I loved her while I was in my 20s. She gives me all the peace in this world. Hey! I wrote that one down. You know, now, the Bible says, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time. What you? You what? You have heard is you. You will determine where you end. After hearing this, the Bible says, harden not your. If you like, be looking for God's will and your will sandwiched together. So that God will be happy. And you serve, you'll be happy. Not knowing that if God tells you that's the woman, if you choose her, it is actually out of your own happiness. You know, it is truly for your own sake, he's choosing the woman for yourself. Look at it critically. Everything God said, don't do. Does it affect God? Huh? It's for your sake. Do you understand me? Yes, are you blessed tonight? Yes, and one last point. People are malleable. They say metal is malleable. One of the characteristics of metal. People are malleable. Alright? Are you listening to me? You are not believing me. You know what I mean by that? Let me strike a balance. Man, young man, if your wife says Jim, it's not bad. Don't say I'm praying in the spirit. You are not me. If it's me, you can just excuse yourself. For me, I'm excused. If your wife said Jim, come here, I'm praying for all of you. It's not bad. If go to gym with her. It's not bad. Women, am I saying the truth? They are tired of seeing John Cena on TV. Gym. Look smart. Women, your turn now. If your man says stop eating too much in the night, stop eating in the night. You're having big stomach. Stop. Women don't like when we talk, tell them they have big stomach, but truly they have big stomach. Before they think that your husband have made you pregnant, your man to be, I mean. You know, I told one of my daughters in the field many years ago, there were two in my office. I don't know how God brought two of them the same time. So they sat there and said, oh, beautiful, I'm so happy two of you came. They don't know why I was happy. I said, two of you need to start gymming. Before you tell me your problem, let me tell you my whole problem, gym. So they looked at me strangely. I said, okay, you don't want me to tell you the truth as your spiritual father. You want somebody, I said, gym. I said, tell me your routine. Say, walk in the house, fetch water, eat, and sleep. I say, hey, you don't jog? Say, no. I say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you don't jog, you just be anyhow. Are you listening? You just be anyhow. We will not know, you know, you have to be definite. I'm not even feeling comfortable teaching this. Are you feeling comfortable? Should I continue? You have to be definite. God knows what He created. God did never create anybody to be just like this. Do you get what I'm trying to say? God knows what He created. If you truly walk yourself, the Bible says walk out your salvation. You can walk out your personality. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Walk it out. That's why you see all these unbeliever girls. They are not jogging. They wake up in the morning. Your husband is jogging. Will be turning his. You almost have accident. You are at home. Your husband is jogging. You are snoring. Your husband is jogging. Then you are washing clothes. You say, you are washing clothes. Let him be jogging. He goes outside. He sees somebody the way God wants you women to be. Then he now comes back home. Then he see anything goes at home. To worsen it all, she now tied wrapper and sit in the parlor watching the world. It's terrible. We've seen marriages scatter like that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? My spiritual father said a woman came complaining, my husband does not touch me. My husband, the man was telling her, don't worry, see, I'm just observing fast. I'm observing. One time the man said he was going to say his mind. He was telling us the gist in Kaduna. The man said, sir, how will you feel? He was asking us, how will you feel if you marry a woman like this? Then after two children, the woman becomes like that. Then, sir, she does not even dress the way I used to know her. She deceived me. Sir, she will just tie trapper and sit everywhere, sit with the women outside, open and just be gisting. So when I saw my wife one day, I said, God, did I marry my grandmother? He said, sir, then she will not be expecting what? Then he said, sir, please let her stand up so that you see something. He said, no, that's not going to happen. He said, sir, please, can she just stand up so that you see? If it's you, sir, how will you feel? You know, in church, we pretend very well. We don't like to be realistic. We don't like it. When we talk now, they say, he's a carnal man. He should pray in tongues so that he will see in the spirit. Shall we God know that we are in the spirit before He created women the way they are? Abby? Did you hear my question? If God knew that it does not matter, He would have not done it like, He would just create women anyhow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's all just be like men and be moving on the earth. But He didn't do that. So take care of yourself. If you're having big stomach, jog. If you are seeming like you don't understand whether this is how God created, if you seem like you are not getting the shape that God gave you, you are not seeing the game, walk upon yourself. Young men, am I saying the truth?
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching Pastor Phil, he's doing this, he's catching this revelation. Like, he likes what I'm saying. I mean, I'm hitting what he wants to tell people. You understand what I'm trying to say? It should be like that. So from today, as for some of you start jogging, you are too lazy. Jog. And I tell you, see, let me not lie to you. I tell you, some of you, if you jog consistently for 2 months, that your man may be sitting beside you. You may not know. Just 2 months. Just jog. Number seven, no. See, I believe God is bringing my man from Zion. No, your man is in Nigeria. He's in Nigeria. Maybe beside you now. We're not trying to mock. Never see it like we're trying to mock. We're not mocking you. They brought a young man brought his sister to me to advise her. These things. He said, sir, I don't know how to tell her. Please help me tell her. As was saying, she has not seen man to marry, and I've been telling her that she's eating anyhow. When she was telling me, she said, tell pastor everything, you know, Sash, in the night she will load food. Then in the morning she will not jog. I had to tell her the truth. I wonder how people will be seeing me, but I'm saying the truth. Online, offline. Is the truth. Some of us have heard. We may have not counseled a lot of people, but we heard from people that had gone ahead of us in this aspect. I literally heard somebody saying he's begging couples to have intercourse with each other. I heard a pastor saying this. Why? These kind of things. You can't look at a woman, a man, anyhow and be, you know. So take care of yourselves. It matters. It matters. When we're courting with my wife, I told her something. I said, see, you know, we used to use tie to tell ourselves what we want. She will use tie, tell me. I'll use tie, tell. We'll not laugh, but we know we just achieve everything in the joke. So, one time I said, see, me, I used to like women that will come back home, they'll just sit down, look the mall, paint their face, be watching TV. I used to like those kind of women. Because a lot of times, you will look, you know, just try to make yourself look nice. Just look all nice, sit down. Even if I'm not going to church, I say, yes, look like you're going to church every time. I said, I like it. It's not like I'm going to use it for anything. I'll just glorify it. I see it. But I want that. I just want to be seeing you fine. Not that I'll just come and say, hey, who is that? She. So it's just, it's not a demon, it's your wife. I said, I don't want that. Are we together? You learn it now. Learn it now. Learn it now. Are we together? Learn it now. As you are growing up, learn it. Grow with those routines. Wake up in the morning, arrange your face, break the pimples, put the whatever you need to put, look nice. If not, unbelievers will carry your husbands away. Sir, it doesn't matter. Let them go. Men from Zion are coming. Men from where? The Bible, I said the Bible, sorry. Science is saying men are finished, you know. Be on your feet. That's what science say. They say women are plentier than men in this world. Live the way God wants you to live and have your man. He probably is beside you now. He's just looking at you. Some people are like, Pastor, I thank you. You just set my mind. And if she can just hear this, then next week it will become the engagement. The engagement will happen. But mind you, young man, don't follow the flesh. You can actually get into the relationship and join the advice and be advising. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Huh? Lift your hands. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word. We declare as a light for our path, a lamp for our feet, in the name of Jesus Christ.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.